Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Mem Gimel. B'mahaleches kuliyam lo plig. We finished yesterday's discussion by suggesting that there's no machlokas tanoim about walking throughout a moving ship that has sailed beyond the tchum. Since it's constantly moving, the passengers are granted a new forum of vicinity within which to move at every single moment. So the Gemara brings two proofs that this is correct. First of all, Lamar of Nachman Ritzel Masnisin Nami Deka, the Mishnah implies that everyone agrees that you can move about a moving ship, because when describing how Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Kiva stayed within their original foramos, the Mishnah said sheratzu lahachmir al atzman. They wanted to be stringent on themselves, implying that they were not required to stay within the four amos, and only did so just in case the ship were to stop moving. Amar Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Deka. Ravashi brings a further raya from our Mishnah. Mishnah mentions a boat in the same discussion as the deer v'sohar, different types of animal enclosures. It stands to reason that just like the deer v'sohar do not move, so to the boat that the Tanaim argue about in the Mishnah must not be moving. But a moving boat, everyone would agree, is perfectly fine. By Rabbi Chanina, Yesh Tchum L'mal Me'asar or Ein Tchum L'mal Me'asar. Fascinating discussion. Rabbi Chanina asks whether the halachos of Tchum apply at a height above 10 tefachim. Clearly, if there is a post that is 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim tall, it would still be subject to Tchum Shabbos, since it's just considered elevated ground. Our shaila is about an elevated area that's less than 4 tefachim wide, or about a flying person, or a person on a boat that floats on water more than 10 tefachim deep. So Gemara brings four rayas to answer this question. First, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shur wanted to be strict about moving around the boat. This behavior would only make sense if the boat was subject to halachos of Tchum, implying that laws of Tchum apply even more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Gemara rejects that raya because the boat may have been mahalachas berakak, traveling in shallow waters less than 10 tefachim off the ocean floor. Second raya, the Mishnah talks about a boat that hadn't docked before Shabbos started, and the Mishnah assumes that the tchum of the people on the boat is established by the location of the boat when Shabbos started, clearly implying that tchum would apply more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Gemara again answers b'mahalachas berakak, maybe about a boat traveling in shallow waters. Third raya, the same seven laws were said in Surah in the morning and Pumbedis in the afternoon of Shabbos, even though they're outside of each other's tchum. The only explanation is that Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who taught the laws, and he was able to travel above 10 tefachim, where we must assume tchum laws don't apply, because Eliyahu HaNavi could fly. The Gemara rejects this proof as well, since Yosef Shida, Yosef the demon, who does not observe Shabbos, may have been the one to teach these halachos. And the final raya, fourth raya, the Braisa tells us that if somebody commits to become a Nazir on the day that Ben David Ba, the Mashiach, comes, he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos, because Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos, apparently because Mashiach would not be permitted to travel from outside the Tchum, even if more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Gemara rejects that raya because the reason Mashiach can't come on Shabbos is that Kvar Muftach Len Yisrael, Shein Eliyahu Ba, Lo Ba'arvi Shabbosos, Lo Ba'arvi Yom Tov, Mnei HaTorach. We are guaranteed that Eliyahu HaNavi, who heralds the arrival of Mashiach one day in advance, will not come in Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, because it would be too much of a hassle to finish preparing for Shabbos and Yom Tov when greeting Eliyahu. Mashiach, however, can come on Erev Shabbos, since other nations will be our servants as soon as he comes, and they'll be able to help us finish preparing for Shabbos. The Gemara asks why we cannot prove from the fact that it's also for this fellow to drink wine on Sundays that ain't chum in l'mala me'asara, since we're concerned for the possibility that Eliyahu came on Shabbos. The Gemara answers that the Tana wasn't sure if tchum would apply more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and is therefore strict about drinking the wine on Sunday. The Gemara points out that the original Nazirus vow must have been made on that very Shabbos or Yontif, because if it were made on a weekday or an earlier Shabbos Yantif, the Nazirus would start immediately and would not pause for Shabbos Yantif. The Mishnah said that Ram Gamliel's boat arrived late one Shabbos, but he was able to spot land within 2,000 amos. The Braisa lists three other ways to find out information using some ingenuity. To find out the depth of the valley, a person can use a tube whose field of vision is known and look down to the floor of the valley. To find out the height of a palm tree, he should look at the ratio of his own height to the height of his shadow, and then figure out the height of the tree based on the length of its shadow. If he wants to keep evil beasts from the shade of a grave, he should use a stick to figure out which way the shadows go during the time of the day that the difference in temperature is greatest between the sun and the shade, and slant the mount above the grave in a way that there is no shadow on that side at the time. The daf concludes with the story of Nechemya Berei de Rav Chanilai, who was so involved in his learning that he accidentally walked right out of his Tchum Shabbos. When Rav Chista asked Rav Nachman what they can do to help Nechemya, Rav Nachman advised making a human partition around a patch leading back to his Tchum Shabbos. He can walk through the partition, and once he's within 2 amos of his Tchum Shabbos, he can walk the rest of the way, in accordance with Rav Lazar, who holds that anybody within 2 amos of their Tchum can still go back inside their Tchum. And that's the basic Chazar of Erevin, Daf Mem Gimel.